Hello everyone. This week's parasha is Parashat Miketz. And right now, as we've been discussing, it's the whole story of Yosef and his brothers. Last week's parasha, his brothers sold him. He ended down in the house of Potiphar. And Potiphar Yosef found a lot of favor in the eyes of Potiphar. So Potiphar appointed him as the head of the house. Then Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him because Yosef was such an honest man and she really liked him. And he tried running away. Then she accused him, and he got sent down to jail in Egypt. Now, in the beginning of our parasha, we have Paro. He has a dream. He has two dreams. And he goes to all of his great geniuses of Egypt, all of his servants, to ask them to interpret the dream, and not one of them is capable. They try giving some answers, but he's not satisfied with the answer. So, the cupbearer, Paro's cupbearer, remembers that when he was in jail, there was this Jew boy named Yosef who was capable of interpreting dreams. So he told this to Paro, and Paro said, "Let's bring him out." So they brought him out, they cleaned him up, and he came in front of Paro, and Paro told him he had a dream. There were 7 fat, beautiful, healthy cows, and then 7 skinny, ugly, disgusting cows came from behind them and ate the fat, healthy cows. And Yosef came and interpreted the dreams. He said, "You're going to have 7 beautiful, healthy years of lots of food. And then following that, you're going to have 7 years of famine." And Paro, he really liked the way Yosef interpreted the dream. He really understood and he saw that it was true. And he appointed Yosef to be second in command, to take in charge of all the food, making sure we would save enough food for the 7 years of famine. Now, I saw a beautiful question in a book called Mashal Tov. He asked the question, he said, if you see this whole story of Yosef, everywhere in Egypt, wherever he was, everyone looked at him as a role model, as somebody they loved, they looked up to. Whereas when Yosef was at home in the house of Yaakov, his father, with all of his brothers, the tzaddikim, who ended up selling him, all of his brothers hated him. The question is, how is it possible that such big tzaddikim, like his own brothers, were capable of hating him, where all of these Egyptians and all these different people loved him so much? So I'm going to say a little bit of a parable. I say there's a parable, there's this guy who he's a diamond seller. He goes around trying to sell diamonds, and he lives in this area where there's hundreds of diamond stores. So it's not so special to be a diamond seller. And he finally finds this one beautiful diamond. He says, "This is the one. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to make millions. I can retire. I can go play golf all day, go on vacation. I don't have to work anymore and live happily ever after." He gets the diamond. He goes to the store. He tries bringing in people to try to sell it. And no matter what he tries to do, nothing works. Even when he gets people to come in, he tries showing them the diamond. And they look and they say, "Ah, it's not so nice. It has a little dirt on it." And he gets upset and he doesn't know what to do. And finally, he understands. He said, "You know what? Maybe I have to go somewhere where there's not so many diamond stores." So he ends up going somewhere far away where there's only a couple diamond stores in the town. And he walks into the store. And the second he walks in to speak to the owner sees the diamond in his hand. And he says, "Hold on. That diamond looks beautiful. I need to have it." He says, "Name your price, whatever the price is." So Yosef named, The diamond seller names his price, he sells it, he makes millions, happily ever after. Beautiful story. Now what is the nimshal? What's the end to this parable? We see with the story of Yosef, when Yosef was at home, he was surrounded by lots and lots of tzaddikim. Yet all of his brothers were such big tzaddikim. His father Yaakov was the biggest tzaddik, was the most righteous person in the whole generation. And so he wasn't appreciated so much at home. Whereas whenever he got sent down to the house of Potiphar, whereas all the people there weren't so honest, and he was a very honest man, they appointed him the head of the household. Then he got sent down to jail, and the guard in jail loved him also. Why? He was such a nice man, even in jail. Then Paro, in the beginning of the parasha, takes him out of jail to interpret the dream, and Paro loves the way he interprets it, and he puts him as head officer, as second in command. Why? Because he never saw somebody so wise and humble. Now, what's the difference? The difference is at home, he was surrounded by lots of righteous people. Whereas when he got to Egypt, everyone was very evil, dishonest. And so his gem, his diamond really stood out, Yosef. And so everybody really appreciated him. Now, I think there's a couple of beautiful lessons we can take from this story. Number one, when you see a person, no matter what kind of person it is, you should always try to appreciate them for whatever they are. No matter who they are, no matter what they're good at, try to always look at the good part in them and try to always appreciate them for who they are and for whatever they do for you. Number two, if somebody, God forbid, feels that they're not appreciated so much, you should understand that God makes everything happen for a reason. And that means that if you're not being appreciated right now, maybe you're not sitting in the right situation. Maybe you need to move around a little bit and find the right spot to sit. And if you keep looking, and you will end up finding, God will help you find that right spot to where you will be appreciated. So B'ezrat Hashem, we should take this beautiful story with Yosef, and we should appreciate others, and Hashem will end up pouring out all of His blessings on everybody. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.